No, you don't.
Damn.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo. I'm going to put an extra yo in there because that was wild. I'm your host, Shaw Black, and to my right and on my left,
King Ransom.
And together we make the sit down. Sit down. That's a fact. He told me not to call him that, so maybe you're allowed to call him that. Because I was going to just put it together and call him Trot.
Next time you spell it out, just leave the K off.
Appreciate so it. You use two C's? You a crip?
Yeah, no, that's what one. I was going with in there.
It's just one C.
All right,
The person that gave me that name told me it was one C.
Nigga just forced a name on you like that?
Like it was my older sister, and she said that's how it's spelled. So
you can't disrespect that, yeah, because
and
I was told not to disrespect my elders because they're not the ones to be played with.
She's definitely my elder. No, let me not say that. She ain't going to hear this. I hope not.
I hope she does.
You're going to send it to her.
How's your week, India?
I'm here.
Are you triggered?
Oh, my God.
Nope. I'm here. You hello.
You need a blunt?
Nope.
Crack?
Nope. I need some sleep.
Some sleep?
Yeah.
Why you ain't been sleeping? You got sleep paralysis?
No.
So you have one moment of vulnerability. And niggas just joke about it.
Niggas,
this is crazy. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, you know,
it's
I
crazy.
Mean, niggas just be out here, like, he don't even watch Grey's Anatomy. Niggas just be self-diagnosing. And it's crazy how it's funny to me, a nigga figure out something and he gotta get polls of everybody's shit.
I just want to know how often do it happen to people, like, and if it happens to people. Because at first, yo, it's been happening for a long time, right? So I thought I was the only one, so I never said nothing about it. Okay. But then when I found out this is a real thing and other people go through it, I'm like, damn, this is crazy.
Yeah, you're never alone. It's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out there.
I think I just made this shit up. Niggas think I just seen this shit. Like, I got sleep paralysis.
You just
like,
took two words and put them together. Sleep and paralyzed. Woke and dead. Just... niggas just laughing at your trauma. I'm sorry.
That's you to my woke and dead.
Niggas said, you the walking dead or you the woken?
Now, if you ever had that shit, sleep paralysis, where you woke but you really sleep, or you sleep but you really woke.
You know what I told you?
And you can't move.
Yeah.
Did you be saying like shit around
nah,
you?
Nah, see, people say they see shit.
They hallucinate. Like I told Tian, I said, that shit don't sound like nothing but a drunk night. You be too drunk and you just.
Nah, that shit real. I told you drunk. I had it like once or twice.
See, that's what people keep saying. Like, yeah, I had it once or twice. I'm like, this shit keep happening. Yeah, what do I got to do? Yeah, nigga told me, pray.
I
said, so you want me to pray when it's happening or like before? He said, just keep praying before. And I'm I don't know when it happens. He said, just pray every night. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do that.
You got some demons on you.
Yeah, you fight some demons. Are you good?
I ain't fighting them. They try and beat his ass.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you owe somebody.
I ain't fighting no demons.
How your week going besides that sleep paralyzed shit? Like, I thought that just meant like.
Yo, it's not called that.
I thought like paralyzed. When you woke up, like, you couldn't use your bottom half. So I'm like.
You can't move for real. You can't even talk.
No, I thought like it was
talk?
Just.
No, you can't talk.
I thought he just sit up like, and he tried to use his legs.
Happened before. Somebody was like, you ain't hear me call
your legs don't hurt like they used to before.
What happened? So did you try to call out to somebody? Like, how you
No,
you
I just.
Why are you laughing?
I want to see my son.
I just like try to move and then I wake up. Or I'm able to move again.
You know
like,
I'd crazy.
Be stuck. But
how
then
long?
I just, like a couple seconds.
And that's where he got
that's not bad.
He got
that's
mad at me early because I looked up the definition and I was like, yo, you might be bugging. Like maybe you just, it take a while for your body to get right before you get up. Nigga said, like, how long was it? He was like, probably like 3-4 seconds. And I'm like,
yeah
that's no, like a reasonable.
Definitely was longer.
See, like, people say theirs be for like minutes.
Yeah.
So when I looked it up, because I don't know what article he was looking at, it said a few seconds or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess it depends
when
on the person.
I had it, I saw like a shadow or something.
Or they just not
like,
a real nigga and they can't wake themselves up.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You seen Patrick Swayze, that's nothing but
said,
a devil.
I just pray. That's what I did. I just prayed until that shit was over.
Okay, I guess
I
since we on sleep and shit, so. Y'all ever have, like, dreams and y'all know it's a dream?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Do you know how to wake yourself up out of dreams?
Nope. I got to fall or something.
See?
And
I know when I'm in a dream and I know how to wake myself up out of dream.
Oh, yeah. So you're Neo. You in the Matrix. You just,
right. Like, you.
No, it's not every dream. I mean, I say that. But it's some dreams I know it's a dream and I can wake myself up.
No, mine should be real. I'll be sweating when I wake up.
Like, nah, I've definitely gone through that. I done definitely went through many dreams.
I think my mind just don't go to sleep.
You ever heard a dream about when me and Tion was doing some Detroit Urban Survival tactical shit?
Yo, who said you can share that on the podcast?
Because, bro, that's something that you share.
You can't never have a moment of vulnerability.
I apologize,
and tell niggas shit.
I apologize.
Because then they just come and say it on.
Because that was a good moment, because it was like, yo, we was in a dream.
Yeah,
and
we definitely turned.
We was holding that shit down.
Detroit
we,
Urban Survival Training.
Somebody tried to kill me.
Because I always get shot in my dreams.
Damn, do you survive?
I'm going through it.
Yeah, I survive. I ain't died yet.
See, I be having good dreams.
Like, do you survive? Ain't I'm here?
No, I'm just saying, like, do you be surviving in a dream? Because I done died in a dream plenty of times. Like,
yo, so when I was little, they say if you die in your dream, you die in real life, right?
Tough.
So I died in my dream, right? So I'm like, damn, I think I'm dying real life now. So, but I was just sitting there. I was just stuck. And I'm like, oh, this was what it's like when you die. You just don't move no
That's
more.
That's crazy.
That was your paralysis. Mm.
I'm still over here thinking
in a dream.
I'm still over here thinking like this nigga could use the bottom.
You know what else?
Like, why the fuck did you think it's just your bottom head?
nigga just
mad at post.
No,
you
legs.
Seen that post?
Just randomly wake up and need a wheelchair. How the fuck you supposed to? Some days I need it, some days I don't.
Yo, all right, put it like this. You ever had a dream and in your dream, you thought you woke up, but really you were still in the dream?
Oh, yeah.
You fucked my head up.
Yeah.
She understood it.
What type of shit y'all be on? Like, y'all don't be
like the dream, like, I'd be waking up and all that, getting ready for work and all that, and then I wake up again. I'm like, what the fuck? I just got up. Most time I was dreaming.
Damn. What was that movie called when they kept doing the same shit over and over?
It was a movie, though.
Premonition.
I don't know.
Premonition.
Spell it.
P-R-E-M-O-N.
P-R-E-M-O-N.
Yeah, just... Okay. You just start repeating what the fuck up? Niggas. Your niggas never... They praying on your downfall. Listen.
Jumping up with dreams and nightmares.
Okay.
Damn, that's sleep paralysis. Then woke you up, nigga. You like, literally.
What is it called?
Sleep paralysis.
Oh, all right.
You said sleep paralyzed. Oh, yeah. Nigga, what the fuck? That shit do make you feel paralyzed.
I mean, duh.
You feel me? I didn't even ask you, Tian. Besides that, how was your week? You know, you've been...
I mean, it's been good when I'm not sleeping.
Imagine getting sleep paralysis while you driving.
I'm sick of this nigga. What we
talk
about this
I'm
league?
Sorry, because
I hope there's some people out there that's going to, like, attack you for
I
going...
I mean, they can't attack me for sleep. It's not my fault they not out here
they
getting...
They probably stuck.
They not getting no good hours.
Y'all fucked up.
I hate the motherfuckers that get
y'all
a lot of sleep.
Fucked up.
All right, so we going to go in order with these topics? Or y'all want...
Nah.
You want, no?
Pick and choose.
Pick and choose.
Chip around.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I got the notes on the laptop.
God, yeah. Are you wondering what the fuck was going on? I thought it was another Black History moment. I was like,
replacements.
Black History moment.
Got his resume up.
Damn, these topics are a little bit all over
for
place.
Another podcast.
Oh, my God. Main no big tripping. Role plan. Let's talk about that, because I seen
y'all
a small
seen that
clip.
Shit?
I listened. I haven't.
He a wild nigga.
What did he say exactly? I know something they said about, but he said it was a joke.
No, he said he like role playing as a slave to white women.
I'm tired of these niggas saying it's a joke after the fact. Say it right then and
well,
there.
Ain't
no
he's triggered. He was yelling
that
at me.
No, but look.
He said that was his fantasy.
Did you see the clip with him and Jim Jones and he was saying it was
he
a
was
joke?
He was saying it was a joke, yeah.
You know, Jim Jones is the same one that said it was a joke.
He
was on the same podcast and he's saying his mother taught him how to kiss. Now niggas keep saying, stop going on there saying wild shit and then try to say it's a joke.
But does it make it any worse that we judging him for that? Like, that's his fetish. Why are we judging him?
We just stopped talking about it. Somebody want to explain what happened?
Oh, I mean, okay. So I don't know 100%.
So what happened, right?
She just said it. She said he wanted to have sex with white women, and he makes him be a slave.
Crystal is lost.
Okay, well, explain it one more time.
So what happened, I think Maino was on Angela Yee podcast.
Lip service.
And what camera I'm looking at? And he was talking about role playing or whatever, doing sex.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he had sex with white women, he role play and he, like...
He's a slave.
Yeah, like a slave, and he like run away and shit, and
that's got to be the coolest shit I think I've
some
ever heard.
Crazy
that's
shit,
what I'm
like,
that's some weird.
And I'm like,
shit.
Yo, what type of weird shit? Like my man, I ain't gonna say his name, but he say when he be fucking white women, he really like getting them back for what we went through.
And that's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking like, maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe him being a slave is him going crazy on a slave master daughter. So he probably just huh.
Now they're talking about
something. Mm-hmm. You feel me now? Like that's what I think it is. I think he's a runaway slave. You know, they be having the khakis that be like ripped at the calves because they be fucking with their legs and shit.
These niggas is
that
wild.
Shit not no joke, bro.
I'm not it saying
not
gonna,
no joke.
You're not gonna joke on my ancestors.
First of all, it's not Black History Month no more. But I'm Black History Month no more. And I feel like we can't, huh? That's a fact. And we ain't talking like so much shit that went on. Like,
yeah, they was fucking a slave.
We get a little deep in that shit. But ain't nothing wrong with
that nigga okay with fucking role playing and joking.
Are y'all mad about him fucking white women, or are you mad about him pretending
to be he was
the white women, sorry.
No.
You're triggered.
I'm not mad about him fucking a white woman. I'm mad about him saying he was running away acting like he was
because
I think they asked him, like, was you saying Massa and all that type shit? He probably was. I feel like he was probably saying that shit.
And I don't want to kick shame,
but at the same time, like, come on now. Out of all shit, that's what you want to do? That's your big one? Fuck.
Here you go.
That's your fantasy.
The runaway slave.
Okay, no.
Mano. Oh my God.
I like to play like a runaway slave.
Okay.
I like to play like a disobedient slave with a white woman.
So tell me like what you say. Yes, Mansa. How's it sorry?
It's two of them. Like, it's like me getting whooped, right?
You get whooped?
Wow,
it's like okay. I play like you whipping. But most of them don't want to play like that. This is
so what white woman goes along with this?
They don't want to play like that. They don't. Okay. This is my. It's like
that's his fantasy. So
you're
gonna
act like your master's. Your master's wife,
and I'm the runner.
And I just got whooped by master.
So but that still makes that nigga weird because I don't want to be a slave.
Yeah, that's his fantasy.
Like, but I mean, we can't. That's what's called. It's called kink shaming. That's what it's called.
Yeah, can't kink fantasizing when they was fucking getting whipped and shit.
Like, what the fuck?
That shit probably turn him on. Like, I mean, who are we to judge?
You know what? You right.
Like, sit down. We are the sit down.
Go ahead, Mano.
Mano, if you want to
have
be
fun
there,
with the white women and just be make a sure sex you
get
slave.
Get my reparations, brother. Make sure you go crazy
when they call you nigger. Don't get mad.
I don't know what it's Mano. I don't feel like shit. You go crazy.
Am I looking at this one?
What's Mano like? Most popular song?
Oh, he got a lot of that shit. Remember that day we was talking about Flow Rider? Mano got one of those too.
What's Mims. What Mano saying? Rap.
Can't think of it.
Don't worry, we'll do some looking. But y'all be fucking with the role playing? I don't think role playing is really for me. Y'all know. y'all would y'all? I mean, role playing. I'm too young for that.
Yeah, I haven't reached that level of let me try new shit because
everything still young else and is active.
More. Like, it's just like, all right, I'm ready to do this so we can lay down. I don't really got time to see you.
I'm not there yet.
Role playing and shit. You're not
I'm
Angela
open
Bassett.
To it, though.
You open to it?
What you trying to be?
What
like,
roles would you be?
The fucking bad
the
teacher.
The CEO and
the dirty teacher.
Why I sound like porn?
It's role playing. That's what porn is,
the
right?
The naughty podcast host and your fucking guest.
I don't know. Let me think.
Knowledge
wild as shit.
It's hot as shit.
Yo. No, I just think that that role playing shit is not. Man, I get older. I'm probably who knows.
Like, what you gonna want to be? Yo? I just like we heard his fantasies. Now, what's your fantasy?
I don't got no fantasies, but I know I'm gonna be some big black item. I don't know, some I'm object. I'm gonna be
big
some
ballerina.
I'm gonna be a building or something.
You wanna be a Rory Farm stuff?
They say he gonna be a building.
It should be the parking garage or something. Some shit like that. Something.
She driving in your shit.
Yeah. Like that,
you just like said you the building, you the parking garage.
Why the fuck would you say that?
That was.
He said he was the parking garage.
Nah,
and she was the
you
car.
Wild. You out of order.
I think it's supposed to be the other way around. She's supposed to be the parking garage and he the car.
But either
that's
way,
that's a big ass suburban.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Either way, that's a lot of big frictions. A lot of.
Rashad,
like
the fuck
yo, I didn't
saying?
Think like you'll want to be like
it's called
some shit,
I don't know.
An object. I think you'll want to be like a person. Right. Or some
you
shit,
gotta
like,
expand the variety of shit, yo. Because like I said, yo, shit get boring true. Quick. Like
or,
niggas get.
You be like
how
King
many
Kong?
Niggas gonna fuck a nurse? Niggas done already
said,
fucked a
I'm
real
gonna be
nurse.
A TV and you
he could
be the remote.
Like King Kong and she be the Lord.
That's a little what's cliche though. Don't nobody know that white bitch name, and that means she would have to be white. I need some black.
What's wrong with that though, yo?
What a white bitch?
What if you the TV and she the remote?
Okay, now you're trying to get a connection. You're reaching
you
at this point.
You stressing me the fuck out, Tion.
I'm Norman Fain.
I couldn't even get his goddamn name together.
Tion, you got any idea that you want to try? Like,
no, yeah, I never thought about role playing, yo. I'm not going
to
lie.
I was about to say some wild shit.
Say that shit, bro. Say whatever come to mind.
No, I wouldn't know because see, I'll be shooting back, and I don't like that shit.
Man, yo, niggas scared?
Hell yeah, I'm scared. Ain't no shame in my fucking game. That nigga get his lick back and I'm like, bad.
I'm just going to get Chris to edit that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Imagine
just,
that.
I'll leave some like work references and shit like,
he is
oh, like.
Not going to cut shit.
Yeah, no. If anything.
Except for that one episode that ain't come out.
Oh, yeah.
Say that.
Camera got stolen. Yeah. Broke my window, took everything. Sure, everything. Okay, let's switch it up a little bit.
I'm heating up.
I want to get this out the way because I see this Perky shit, and I definitely was just watching the video.
I definitely just
no, I was watching the video, and I was like, yo, this nigga. Out? Yeah, it's yeah. And the nigga really, like, I'm pretty sure he got a bag off of looking like the nigga. And I'm
That's
just,
what I'm saying. Niggas get famous off of anything. We need this to be shit YouTube is creators. Crazy.
Like, how do you feel about that? Because I know that's a nigga you love, and he's okay with that.
Yeah, what you think? Yeah, what you think of Perkyo? Like, you'll settle for Perkyo?
Fuck no.
Why not, though?
I'm going for Perkyo for. He like, he because on perks.
Because Durkyo is done. Like, you can't get him. I don't locked know what up. You going to do.
So he locked up in his marriage.
Oh, okay. Fuck, he's trying to be a partner.
You can't never win on air.
I'm gonna say, huh?
What you say?
You know what's crazy? I heard it clear, so I was just like,
okay, I worded that wrong.
Yo, y'all bugging. I'm hot. Yo, come on. Yo,
come on, no, for real. We about to go.
So you wouldn't settle for Perkyo because...
No, why would I settle for Perkyo?
Because you can't get Durkyo.
Why do you think I can't get Durk?
Oh, shit. You willing to be... You, oh,
why
you
keep telling me you I can't it. Do it?
I'm just
like,
saying.
That's going... You know what I'm saying?
I got hope.
But no, Perkyo is this little nigga who look like Durk. He not even from America. He from somewhere else.
He's really? Not from America?
Mm-mm. Because he keeps saying, like, when I came to the States, and I'm like, where is this nigga from?
I never seen a nigga talk. I just see him.
Yeah, he was on live with Durk today.
Niggas just be all over the globe just coming
but
around
yeah,
doing dumb shit.
He did the whole video. I'm thinking Durk gonna pop up or
oh,
something.
Oh, Durk not in a video
no,
at all?
No, at all. Him nor India. I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, what if they'd have found an India
that's
that looked
crazy.
Just like
I gotta
him,
watch
like
the video now.
That shit. Well, it's not. It's actually great. It's actually a great video, though. Like, great editing.
Yeah, yeah,
it looks good.
Funny yeah. Shit, but like, it's crazy how people just getting blow up and get famous and like.
It looked like Durk if Durk was.
What song was it again?
On Perks.
You're a hater. What is it called?
That's crazy.
I can't
Blacklist?
Remember. Yeah, it's Blacklist. You should have knew that.
I knew it. I just took me a minute to hear.
All right, so I got a topic on here that says, was Shaw wrong? Talk about it. So I got a question. I'm going to give a little brief story, a little backstory, right? So can't drop his name because, you know, it's a tough situation. So I have a homeboy.
Have a and close, a minute. How do you say that word?
So I got a friend, right? Listen, he has a girlfriend. She's pregnant. She's about to have a child, whatever the case may be. She goes through his phone. What?
I think I gotta wait.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he can hold it.
But, yeah, so he goes to his phone, and she sees something that he sent to me. It wasn't, how can I put it? It was just like a screenshot of a conversation that he was having with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's mad at him. She's mad at him, right? He calls me. It's like, I go to work at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. He calls me at, like, 2 o'clock. Like, yeah, Black, I fucked up. Like, what? Like, let me get ready for work, and I'm gonna call you back. Call him back on my way to work. It's like 3:30. I'm like, yeah, what's like, what's going on? What's up? So he tells me what's going on. He like, yeah, Black, I fucked up. She seen this, that, and the third. And the screenshot was, it wasn't really that detailed, but it was just him trying his hand or whatever the case was. And so now, it wasn't even like a jumper. Like the way he was, it was very explicit. So like, it was like a power layup. Like his hand was like. It was crazy.
He started the backboard.
Yeah, that. Like it was one of those overpowered ass layups. So,
it's all my layups.
She sees that. She talks. All right. So now she discredited me. She's mad. She like, and Black let this, like, but she doesn't know me. We don't have no relationship outside of him and her. I never even met her. I couldn't even tell you who. So, she was mad at me. And so now I'm excluded from the baby shower. I can't go to this. Am I wrong?
Where are you wrong? What did you do?
And so I think it's more so
I was
one
waiting
of those,
for the part where
that's,
you did
that's
something.
What I was trying to figure out. So because I really thought I feel like if anything, I would understand why she wouldn't trust me. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, that's my man. I don't give a fuck what.
Yo, I hate when people be mad at the wrong people.
But this is what I said, and this is what I said, and he laughed because we was laughing about it. I said, you know the crazy thing about bitches, and not talking about his girl. I say I feel like they will forgive their nigga. And be mad at the friends forever. And I'd be like, the fuck?
Trust me, one of my man's girl blocked me. I'm just I ain't even do nothing.
And in my head, I'm just like, yo, she gonna forgive you. Y'all gonna get past this. And now I still can't go to the baby shower, which we done already had conversations about. It's like,
yeah,
I don't.
So.
That's like when a bitch or a nigga catch their significant other cheating, they mad at the other person.
Yeah.
No, be mad at the person you used
with. That's a fact.
Like, how the fuck you gonna be mad at the other person?
No, for real, I agree with that. But so, like, are you more so mad that you can't go to the baby shop and get the meatballs, or is it really like
it's a little bit of it's shop? A little bit of both because I don't want to put my man's ethnicity out there, but it's definitely supposed to be some foo-foo there. So I feel like, and if you know about that, you feel me? If you know about that, it's one of those. And That's what I'm saying. So, and I'm just like, yo, and it's my man's first baby. I'm like, I want to be there for him. Like, we done talked about this.
Or just get the registry and just go ahead and send something.
No, but I just, but also I'm not going, but I also, I'm the type of friend, I told her, I was like, yo, I said it because I was being a bigger man at that moment. I was like, yo, she got to be mad at me for you to be in good graces. I'm cool with that. But then I thought about that shit. I was like, nah, nigga, like, I ain't do shit.
Why? You don't take his
so out. So I'm not wrong? No, I mean, but that's not really taking out, because what do I really lose?
Besides not going to the baby shower.
Yeah, but you
can always being around their child.
No, I'm definitely going to be. No, it's no doubt. But she can't knock that. That's one thing she's going to be mad about. You
but
pull up Perky up.
You didn't.
I don't think you did anything wrong. So I'm not wrong. Your question, sir. Mm-hmm. I feel like that person has some maturing to do. Mm-hmm. And they need to be mad at the right people.
What about you? Because you're a female. So don't look at it like, you know.
That was mature of you.
Thanks.
I've taught you well.
Number one. Okay.
But no, I agree with Tion. Like, she definitely mad at the wrong person, and then she trying to take it out on you for no reason. It ain't got nothing to do with you.
So, like, what she wanted you to be like, oh, no, yo, you don't supposed to do that. Your girl pregnant, and
what girls be wanting.
I mean, girl. But at the end of the day, she is pregnant. He wrong.
At the end of the day, you can say whatever you want. He going to do whatever you want.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm not, I know, I just wanted to know if I was wrong in the situation.
Did she watch the show? You should send it to her.
That would definitely be a violation. Now, if
let's
he was,
call her. No, I'm joking.
Fuck it, let's do it. No, but I just feel like I wanted to know because it happened, and I was just like.
And she's also pregnant.
And so I understood that. I'm like, all right, so she would get over it, right? But I also know when you're pregnant, you remember everything. So, like, the way he made her mad, she can't blame him, but she's like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to blame Black.
So she got mad about him thinking about cheating. He ain't actually go through with it.
I just feel like the thread is what made it worse because it was more so one of those things like, oh, you said that to this bitch? And it's just like, yeah, dummy, you. And I said it to him. I was like, yo, you got caught doing that? Like, that's, like, you did. And it's funny because we'll say this. He didn't even fuck or anything. It's just a screenshot. So.
You're a good guy. Yeah, he didn't fuck or anything.
No, I'm didn't. No, I'm, and I went, like, I'm, I mean, he didn't. So that's why I told him. I was like, damn, you really in trouble.
Not that one.
You feel me? No, I mean, I just thought
niggas
it was crazy.
Be lying.
Niggas don't lie. I think what it is. But no, niggas, and I feel like, and this is what I said to him, because my brother had said the same shit to me too. I was like,
you're not wrong,
females really don't be realizing, like, yo, dead ass, they think we be out cheating. We remember that day we was in the house flipping a bottle for like 2 hours straight? Like, that's the shit that niggas do. Like, we pitching quarters, we fucking reading the Bible, we watching music videos. All
right.
Niggas definitely be doing some dumb
we
shit.
We do some dumb shit.
Definitely not reading the Bible.
And so, if a bit, like.
They're not reading the Bible, but some dumb shit.
I mean, we might quote the Bible, but we're not reading it. But I just feel like that's.
It'd be like, DM game, or gotta put your phone on the screen.
We be doing some dumb ass shit. Like, niggas are download. Niggas be playing fucking iMessage games right next to each other. That's the type of shit that niggas do.
Dude. No, I get that. She's just pregnant right now.
Oh, all right, so I'm not wrong. So that's cool. So I'm going to text him right now. Like, yo, listen, I'm going to just be there. I'm going to show up to the baby shower.
Hold up. Now you're wrong.
No, I'm going
to just show up to her.
I'm
going to
just show up in the crib. It's going to either you going to let me be there or your child going to grow up without no daddy. It's just a simple fact. I said it. I told him I was going to say it, so he can't be mad because I said it. So we'll go to another topic.
There's that.
Any guys like Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook.
Are guys like Russell Wilson squares?
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought I had the wrong one.
It's not. Don't worry. He's on the playoffs. Let me go first.
So did y'all see that pod or whatever about them calling him a square?
Not pivot. That fucking Channing Crowder.
I don't really give a fuck what it's called, but they was calling Russell Wilson.
Was that aggressive? Okay.
A square.
How do you feel about that?
Or saying like Sierra wouldn't fuck with him if he didn't have money because technically he's a square. Like, what makes him a square?
I think that niggas try to portray an image of certain shit being corny.
But what's corny about Russell?
Niggas try to make it seem like him being a nice guy is making, like, no, but to be honest, because I watch Channing. So he's one of those old niggas that are stuck in his ways that don't make no sense when he be talking. He just be talking from an old point of.
Yeah, he old school.
I don't think, me personally, I don't think Russell Wilson is a square.
Right.
I think he's, like I said, he actually is a good guy for her. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's a square. I don't think he's corny. I think he's just a good guy. Like, there's nothing wrong with a nigga being married, going to work, and coming home.
Exactly.
It's crazy because I ain't put that question in there, but I was just talking about Russell Wilson this week. And I was saying, yo, the only reason people look at him like that is because – he closed the door. Is because – did y'all see – y'all ever see his ex that he was at the draft with?
No.
The white girl.
Don't even know who that is.
Like, that – and, like, if you just see how she looked and then
Yeah.
The difference between her and Sierra and how he used to dress. It was just shit that
so
just
you thought
gave
she emulated him?
Not corny vibes, but it's just like
he was on his way.
He wasn't as cultured as
here we go.
Before. Ooh. So like okay. Now when she gave Sierra him got him, yeah, yeah. She
but that's
she,
what black women
build up his stock a little bit. Like, so, bread, like, nigga. That's why people looked at him like corny and shit like that because everything that he do is not corny. Like,
right?
But I just because you're being a good man to your wife don't make you corny. Like,
and right, that's what I'm I think to everything say. I'm like, before are they talking that about him in high think, school. Like, what the fuck are they talking about? How is
you
he
can't
corny?
Eat a quarterback of
and a lot of those niggas
like, any nice
that, man. What
think so, like that? And it's funny because we was just talking about this. A lot of niggas that think like that were those guys that were in high school. You know, this boom, bop, boom. You look at him now, you look like you ain't that man no more. You're not who you think you are because you're not necessarily a corny nigga. I'd rather be a corny nigga. You're a bum.
Like, a clown.
Yeah, that's what you are. You used to be
he's
this.
A fucking clown.
Now you're that. So
all right, so I want y'all to hear this clip. So I thought
only me because
was
I got to hear
this. It was cap. I thought okay. This shit was cap. Russell Wilson. But I want India to hear, so I'm just gonna play it out
okay.
loud.
So okay.
Maybe right. Chris can add the sound later. But
Shit. Put it in the mic so I can hear it.
Well, first off,
shit. He said the know, line that made you this, got on, you back, Sierra.
I had this wallet and it was broke. It was broke down. It was like kind of tore up.
Yeah,
like, I had it for a while. I was single at the time and I was running around single and I had this wallet. It was torn up, so I could first day we met, and we had been talking for 2.5 hours, you know, hanging out, whatever. And she saw the wallet sit on the table. She said, "What the hell is that?" She said, "What the hell is that?" I said, "What? What are you talking about?" She said, "That wallet, you losing with that?" I said, I put my finger, I said, "First of all, with me, you're never losing."
Ooh.
Mm. I said, second of all, I said, that wallet, that shows consistency.
Mm.
It shows consistency. That's what you're going to get from me.
Wow.
Mm. Somebody's going to be consistent for you every day.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what
and
I
was, so,
even when your shit.
Yeah, that nigga lying.
He lying like a bitch. Hey,
but
yo,
you know
he
what?
Did not say that. You lying like
now I'll take it back.
Like
he ain't no square, but he a lying ass nigga.
Yo,
he a lying ass nigga.
You know, I sent that to Norman. I said, yo, this cap. He said, yo, why do you think it's cap? You don't think he could come up with something?
Because
he
did not say that shit. Because
people think he is square. I said, yo, really? He said he was talking to her for like 2.5 hours, and you came up with that. That was how you. That's what you thought the bags.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out
I
of here.
I think that's what he thought after he done did it. He probably put out his wallet. She was like, that wallet is bullshit.
This,
he was like.
This right here? Consistency.
Yeah,
get the
she
fuck
probably,
out
like, insulted him.
You know a nigga lying. This is how you know a nigga lying. When nigga hit you with the. First of all, he said, first of all, you never lose
it with
me.
Never lose it with me.
Okay. I done seen you.
What the fuck?
And I feel like.
He's
she
funny.
Ain't say you losing with that. This nigga had just signed a 4-year, 100-something mil.
She might have coming from
the fuck out of here,
I think
man.
What it is, though, is that, like, it makes the picture look better. It makes the story mean more sweet.
Yeah.
It makes it like, oh, that's so cute.
Right.
Like, we nigga.
Man,
we like,
nigga
that
is,
nigga
this
line.
Nigga is good. This nigga good with the words.
But
like,
the Caucasians over there, bitch, like, oh, that's so black love.
You was over right. here like,
Right.
I was listening to
like, you.
I thought you was like that.
Cause no, I heard a nigga. I done did it before where a nigga tried to make everything work, and I'm like, yeah, that nigga, that shit ain't nigga ain't thinking of that off the rip. Like that's
hell
not
no,
no off the.
That's
whip.
What I was saying. That's what I told.
Nigga,
that shit
he
crazy.
He funny as shit for that though.
Yeah, but it's good. It's
it
a good,
was a good one
down.
Though. I
it's
mean,
a good.
Nigga might could try that a little later.
Yeah,
I'm I guess that's because he probably said it because everybody keep asking for Sierra's prayer and shit,
yeah.
And that's what he tried.
But I think what it is, it all boils down to niggas just want to know how do you go from a future. To a Russell.
Yo, but she was with a bunch of different niggas. 50,
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Yeah.
So like,
but those are
I'm just
all.
Saying,
wait a
though,
minute.
Like, I'm just saying, though, it's that not was? Even like it's a bitch.
Are you tarnishing out black queens?
Do like, not put her Gucci out there like
there's
that.
There's nothing wrong with being with them.
She fucked Lil Bow Wow. You just don't
oh
know.
Oh, my God.
That's probably the only fucking.
Wait, you move so fast across the floor.
Yo.
Yo, well, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, though, like, why do people feel like it's just such a bitch?
Right, because 50.
Because Future is so toxic. They feel like it's a big difference.
Funniest shit ever. Like nigga said the Super Bowl. I thought that was 42.
Bow Wow don't get Russell Wilson corny, but Bow Wow get caught corny too.
But
he
I feel
corny
like,
now.
But it goes from like
he was a kid at first, so you can't really call a kid corny, right?
Why would I call him corny? I'm saying he corny now.
Why he corny now?
Right, but I'm saying why
you
wasn't he corny?
Sweet?
He's
why,
shade.
How you gonna say how he look? His
I
physical.
Mean, the way he be tweeting too, yeah. Then he just be
but, okay. But why wasn't he corny
like,
before?
Because he had us Harlem shaking.
Like,
but we grew up on Lil
Bow
Wow. I
thought you was having a seizure right now. Is that how you being a sleep paralysis? You like, get up.
You can't move in sleep paralysis.
Get up.
This nigga's fucked up.
You can't move in sleep paralysis.
They come back. I don't think Russell's a corny nigga. I don't think Bow Wow's a corny nigga. Yeah. I think that's just who they are. I feel like corny to me is the niggas that do the most to get in situations like that.
Corny to me is niggas that's not being them.
Like who?
Like a lot of niggas.
Like who?
Oh, you got a name?
Put
a name.
A lot of niggas.
That's the five.
Let me name these niggas.
Oh shit!
Let's add these niggas.
No, I just feel like niggas definitely do that. Niggas feel like
Nah, I don't think they're cool.
Niggas watch one Dirk interview. Now they want to ask everybody who fuck out of here.
Okay. Get in your bag. Get your retaliation. Cool.
I definitely got that from y'all.
Nah, but I don't think he coined. I think Russell's a good guy for her.
He's a good guy for and her.
I mean,
he's a good guy.
But it's funny because Channing is really like. Don't get me wrong. Channing has a beautiful wife. He has great kids. He's like, so for me. I'm like, how can you call this man corny for loving his wife and doing...
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's calling him corny for that, or is he just calling him corny because he's a football player that's not with a bunch of girls, who don't flash a lot of money.
Right.
I'm like, that's corny to me if a nigga think like, oh...
That's what I say, he's corny for that.
Yeah.
Yo, some people, they develop their ideas off of what they see on social media. He probably never even really, like...
Had a conversation with him.
That's what I'm saying. He probably
and since the internet called him corny, it was like, let me just go ahead and call him corny also.
Yeah, that nigga winning. He got Sierra, he got a bag.
They got kids.
And he low-key black, so like...
He low key black.
Yeah. It's always dope.
Not low key.
Did anybody see Drewski's skit that he eventually
got deleted?
So it's deleted. So what was it about? What was it?
Saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
You want to explain it?
No, you can go ahead because I know that shit's out of it.
So Drewski put up a little skit. You know how he have his little funny skits?
Mm-hmm.
And the skit basically was like that one guy that tried to get everybody drunk, right?
Mm.
So, but. So dude, what happened was, soon as, like, the skit was a girl come in. And he like, oh, you got to take a shot or whatever. Like,
okay.
It was like a bunch of reasons. Like, he was coming up with a bunch of reasons for them to take a shot.
Okay.
And then she was drinking. And he was like, no, you
take some more.
Take some more facts, and shit
facts,
like that.
Facts, okay.
So, but it was mixed reactions to the video because some people was like, that's like rape culture. And that's how shit start like that. And then some people was like, he bringing awareness to niggas that be on some... Creep shit.
That shit wild. See, I'm sorry that I laughed at that. I don't think that's funny. I laughed because I thought that was having a good time. I feel like it's not.
So I feel like it depends on your intent and like what you're trying to do after that. Some niggas is trying to set bitches up and that's how they start. But some of them just trying to have a good time.
But some of the niggas, like a lot of niggas come off as creepy doing shit like that though. Keep drinking. Dad tap the glass and all that for you. Like, bro, relax.
But no, at the same time.
Even if I am fucked up, I'm still not gonna fuck with you.
Debatable. These bitches be out here fucking for nothing. Oh. Amsterdam.
Can't relate. Amsterdam.
What was the question? Pineapple. Chris?
No, but I feel
I don't wanna get off a topic, but it was the bitches just be fucking because they get annoyed by a nigga be like, all right, you keep fucking.
My sister asked me that. She's like, did you see? Like, I seen that shit, and I don't even.
I feel like we talked about it already.
We did, but.
India said, yeah.
India not fuck, said, yeah.
But she was saying they'd be like, all right, just give him my number because he keep asking.
Yeah, I was saying.
But that's not switching subject. What about to say about Drewski, yo?
No, I just feel like that's one of those things where the internet just get a hold of and they run with it. Like, I feel like that's the.
I don't think he should have deleted it.
Because the point of having a good time, so that's just like. Everybody in this room, we come here to drink. And I'm not saying a nigga, because a nigga can't force you to drink. He can't put the cup to your mouth and be like, oh, da-da. You can say no. Now, if a nigga is going out his way to make sure you drink or, like,
yeah, and that's when he was
secretly
on the video.
Secretive. No, is he secretively giving it to him without them knowing? No. Then that's kind of weird.
No, but it wasn't like he was.
Now, if I was sitting 10 shots right here.
He was just encouraging them to keep drinking and drink more. Like, they pulled a little shot. He was like, no, that ain't nothing. Pull some more.
That's just the internet being. That's just the internet being weird.
Everything's.
Everybody got their opinions. But it'd be the same bitches that say that's wrong.
That shit really happens, though.
But no, it'd be the same bitches that say, oh, that's how rape start. But they be the main ones that be blacked out drunk. Don't know what's going on. Get in their car, drive drunk. So, like, you can't say.
Peer pressure is a real thing. And some, like, debatable.
We grown. Peer pressure stopped when we was fucking 16.
Lies.
You don't think people at 16, this is happening to people that's at 16?
I'm just saying.
17?
I'm saying, 18? I'm saying we're grown. If we're talking about
you don't
drinking,
think an adult can be peer pressure?
What I'm saying is we're grown, right? I'm not saying it's least likely. I'm saying it's least likely. We're grown. If we're talking about alcohol, you got to be 21 to drink, right? I cannot forcibly peer pressure you into drinking. If I'm like, here, yo, drink this, That's good. Yeah, you soul can't decision.
Force pressure into me into drinking, but it's people out there that can be pressured into
right. Those are what I call weak-minded individuals that do not need to be drinking or do not need to be in an environment.
Okay,
like
but
that.
That's not. If we lived in a perfect world, then okay, they would right. Be drinking.
So if motherfucker getting peer pressured at 40, you're fucking a dub.
You would be
corny.
Surprised. We're not just talking. Not just talking about drinking, but people get peer pressured into doing shit. People get peer pressured into buying some fancy ass car that they know they can't afford. Like, oh, because everybody else got a nice car. Let me get it.
That sounds like a self-conscious decision that you make. Because
it's
trying to press
peer pressure is real, though.
Ain't like, that what that sounds like? That's,
but I mean, I see both sides.
At yeah. The end of the day, it's peer pressure. It's a real thing.
No, don't sit this fucking out because I think that's ridiculous. That made no sense.
I'm not saying that.
I'm going
to get
him a Mercedes because... we got to Google peer pressure.
No, Google it. Definition, because I'm letting you know right now, it's the difference between being peer pressured...
Influence from members of one's peer group. Right. That's anything. You can be influenced to do anything.
Right, and especially if it's like, if you the one friend in the group that's not doing something, and you got four other friends telling you to go ahead and do it.
I'm not necessarily saying you have to do it, but right. People are getting influenced to do it.
I know right. You two very well.
We're not saying,
talking
saying
about
I'm
us.
Not saying, no, I'm just saying I know you two very well. And for you to sit here and tell me, I'm not saying peer pressure is not a real thing, but to make it seem as if, like, people do things to, as far, no, people do shit on their own decision and use peer pressure as a scapegoat. Like, I'm not ready to go out there and pay $1,000 for a car that I know I can't afford
to impress somebody else.
I'm
not really blaming the person that's peer pressure. I'm just saying it's real. But that person that's been, it's, at the end of the day, it's their decision.
So is peer pressure just a negative notion? Is that, can we agree on that? That peer pressure is usually for a negative thing. Like, so like,
most of the time,
drinking, drugs, peer pressure can't come from material things like that. Peer pressure can't come from a nigga buying an expensive bag. No, you did that shit because you wanted to. You can't use peer pressure for
people
that.
People do that all the
niggas
time.
Is trying,
niggas be trying to keep up.
Exactly.
But that's not peer pressure. That's just a nigga doing a dumb decision.
It could be both.
That's a nigga trying to live a lifestyle that he can't live. That's not peer pressure. That's being dumb.
But it's not even being like, it could also be like peer pressure in the sense of, oh, my homie's doing this. And they like, oh, you ain't getting nothing. No. And now you feel like, you know, oh, the pressure is on me. Everybody looking at me because I'm the only one that ain't buy something out the store.
That's not peer pressure. And I'm telling you what that is. That's what a nigga trying to compete with his niggas. If you can't live like that, you cannot live like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like peer pressure is like, y'all two doing heroin and y'all doing shit in front of me. You know, as I use y'all two, I ain't going to use myself. Y'all out here fucking
y'all
with y'all veins, hitting between y'all toes and shit, then, doing and all of that. And y'all trying to push that on me. Y'all trying to influence me. Now, that's peer pressure.
I feel like you can influence.
But if y'all both getting.
I feel like you can influence somebody into making this.
But
like,
let me finish.
Buying shit that they know they can't afford.
Now, if y'all both got Mercedes, that's not going to be y'all peer pressure me to get it. That's going to make me want to elevate to get that.
But what if we saying, you got to get this. Like, yo, you got that car, like, whatever. Like,
that ain't peer pressure. That's just a dumbass decision.
Peer pressure. We influencing
what's
you to get this shit.
What's the definition of peers?
And then if you get it knowing
what's
you can't afford.
What's the definition of pressure? Because at this point, okay, let's agree to disagree.
You know what peers is.
I don't know what. Because like, we talking about friends or we talking about people that. Because peers can be anybody in your age range. What's the definition of peers?
Every word.
Yeah, Google,
you
break it down.
You could be peer pressure anyway. You could be peer pressure at work. So your peers could be, peers could be your coworkers. Your peers could be your friends. Your peers could
be your
family.
So
your
peers could be anybody that you can come across, right? Yeah. That's what you're basically saying. You niggas are insane right now.
How?
Because you're basically saying a peer is anybody that you come across in the world. And you tell me a nigga that I don't know can peer pressure me to do something I don't want?
That you don't know. Why the fuck
what's
you
the definition of peer?
Did you
look it up?
Yeah,
but I'm triggered right now.
I don't know if this is the right
peer. Did you spell it right?
It's like a spell peer, like he spelled peer. He looking at the
I put P-E-R. Hey, yo, it say look keenly or with difficulty at someone or something. I don't know if that's the right.
What is that, the noun version or the verb?
I think
is it an adjective?
No, because I'm
okay,
high now.
All right, who are your peers? People also ask. A peer is someone at your own level. What?
Somebody at your level. So clearly, if a nigga getting a Mercedes and I can't afford it, how is he peer pressuring me something that I can't afford? That's not my level. That's not what I can do.
That's your friend.
Okay.
I'm just saying we would have to agree to disagree because, I mean, me personally, I don't feel like.
What are we disagreeing with?
I disagree.
You
that,
agree with what we said. Peer pressure is real.
I agree that peer pressure is real.
That was our whole thing.
But y'all made this. I don't even know what we started, to be honest. I just felt like making it seem like.
Just make sure you watch this episode back.
No,
our main point was peer pressure is real.
But no, but y'all made it seem like at our age that.
It's real at our age.
I mean, I'm not saying
it's real at people older than us.
I haven't given me an example of it just yet, though. You guys said something about the cars, and I said that. So you didn't give me an example. Only example I know that we talked about was the drug
part. At our age, you can be peer pressured into drinking. At 40, you can be peer pressured into drinking.
on some weak minded. Them bitches.
Same shit. They could be weak minded. Weak minded people get peer pressure into doing shit. So let's, just because you give them a different name don't mean it's not peer pressure.
You
don't even know
what the fuck going on. You just a cringe.
I keep smelling cigarettes and it's throwing me off. Cigarettes. Or whatever that is.
She's pregnant. Because you, let's jump into another topic. Because how much time we got left? Because I feel like.
Fuck you, Tion.
I ain't say nothing.
What do you say?
I don't care. You supposed to
add
on.
Can you cause any concern?
You drunk. That's what I'm talking about. Like that's
you don't even have water.
Cause I'm dehydrated. Y'all drinking this shit. Y'all fourth quarter ready. I'm over this bitch. A mic is a lot. I deserve it. Can you cause insecurities in a person?
Yes. Duh.
Have you done it?
No.
Cap.
So you feel like you can develop a whole new insecurity in somebody?
What do you mean? Develop a whole new insecurity into them?
Yeah, so like if they're not already insecure about
that. Yeah,
because
you
got to
think about it. People who are in like, when you said that, the first thing I thought about was abusive relationships. When men be beating on women, they start making them feel insecure. Like, oh, I'm ugly. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Then you start developing them insecurities. Whether, like, she probably didn't have that before. She probably thinks she cute. She at least cute. She
what about
this,
the ones?
She do that. Okay. And then you start beating on it and telling her, and you know, verbal abuse. You telling her shit now. She hearing that every day, all day.
So can you? All right. So let me ask you this: can you distill that without the physical and the verbal abuse? Like, do you feel like my act? Like, so for example, say your partner's actions, like them doing something or you know acting a certain. You think they can? Just,
Like if we could be doing anything, and if you turn your phone down, now I'm like, why you keep turning your phone down?
Is that an insecurity? Or is that just you just
we agree? Because I just want to debate.
No, I'm definitely, nigga, that's what I'm famous for. I don't agree with it. You can't distill no insecurities in no person. That's like peer pressure. I'm sorry. I was triggered just now.
No, so I guess the other side would say, like, you can't develop that unless they already have that type of insecurities in their mind. Mm. So if they already feel like, oh, I don't look good or whatever, then you ain't really developed. They already had it. But if they don't have it, you can't create it.
Fuck the other side. They jealous.
Fucked up. I like that.
They can say fuck the debate.
Should that be the name of this episode? Fuck the other side. That should be the name of the episode. Fuck the other side. I think that's a valid answer.
Nah, but
I agree with it, so it's hard for me to try to.
Do you feel like somebody has distilled insecurities in you guys? If you guys don't mind being like, do you feel like?
Yeah, say no.
Oh yeah, when I say I ain't never see this nigga break down. I'm ready for it.
I knew that was good.
I'm trying to think. I'm a very strong-minded individual.
So you ain't got no insecurities.
I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't say somebody.
So nobody's distilled them into you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Nigga, we young. We might get peer pressured into it. We don't know.
Oh, fucking brother.
What about you? Do you feel like somebody's distilled?
What about you?
I don't know. I got so many insecurities. It's not even funny.
All right. Who put them in?
Sorry.
Your
I'm the fragile one. Remember?
We know.
Yeah. So.
Cancer.
You feel me? But no, I don't think nobody's ever really distilled something. I might have insecurities about a person, but I don't think I have nothing that nobody's given to me.
Hold up. You have insecurities about a person? Say that again.
Like, it's hard to weird. It's kind of weird.
You is drunk.
He drunk.
I'm fucking hot. And y'all are, like, asking me questions and I keep talking to both of y'all. But no, I feel like, I don't know. It's hard to put it. It's like, my insecurity, I would say, is trust. That's what it is. I have a hard time believing what a bitch got to say. Like,
why we gotta be bitches
you gonna
put every
your
day?
Insecurity? How you gonna?
That's my toxic
put
trait.
Put it on
nigga.
Somebody else. Like we talking about you, not with somebody
that's
else.
My
do
toxic
to you.
Trait. I believe it. What you be saying? I don't believe a bitch ass thing. Like I don't.
I ain't talking about no insecurities because y'all motherfuckers laugh at my vulnerable moments.
Your toxic.
No, that's him. I faint. He laugh. What you did? Laugh.
All I'm saying is.
Yeah, he definitely laughed when you said you fainted.
Yeah,
you niggas' brains is not like functioning right. She said, I got on a ride and passed out. But you feel me? It happens. Like, ain't some shit happened. Like, when that nigga whooped my. I ain't gonna say he whooped my ass.
Yeah, he whooped your ass.
He fucked you up.
When we was fighting and shit, you thought this shit was. Rashad, y'all was on the ground. Like, you had a whole bunch of questions. Now that I make a little hee hee ha ha about you dying on a ride, now I'm the worst nigga alive.
Nah, I ain't say he was the worst nigga alive.
I'm just saying, yo. Perkiel was right. damn, who wrote this? I know who wrote this. Do niggas try to last long in bed for pleasure or ego? What's going on with you?
Who wrote that?
I know I didn't write it, and I'm pretty sure you didn't write it because you don't like to talk about niggas. So,
and I definitely did not write that.
I wrote it. Like, that's why I knew he thought she wrote it.
You threw me off with the dope. I gotta take a shot of water.
The reason I put that because we was talking about something at work, and I just felt like. It was some. I don't
you
want to
ask
discuss,
first? You
want to
ask
discuss what the fuck? I feel like it depends. No, I don't want to answer first.
You don't want to answer first?
You answer first.
Okay, damn. Why is
you get a call.
What the fuck?
You answer first.
Okay.
Fuck.
I mean, it's a little bit of both. Let me tell you why.
Your niggas try to last longer.
Yeah, because the first one is strictly got to be, first one got to be pleasure. It's got to be pleasure because it's going to be over fast. So I got to make sure you please right in there. You feel me? Is that wrong? Was that wrong to say? Am I?
It's not wrong. All right,
because he started laughing. He put his head down. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be transparent with niggas. So I feel like the first one got to be pleasure.
I'm crying.
Y'all get your answers, yo, because I'm coming over there.
Yeah, we working our way over there. Because after that, it's ego. Because now I got the first one out of the way. I got time now. Now I got, like, I know the second one ain't going to be no sooner. So now I'm just here for ego. Now I'm just trying to make sure, like, all right.
Is the first one really pleasure if it's quick?
It's not that it's quick, as long as you please. And there's multiple ways of pleasing a person.
How quick is this? Because how quickly can you please somebody?
All I'm saying is, you ever heard about, I'm not going to teach you the rules because, like I said, I don't want to put niggas' gems out there because niggas be doing that a lot. But I'm just saying, as long as you pleased, right, which is the, you come. After that, it's just ego. You bitches need to know one time.
No, so I just feel like niggas be doing a bunch of shit. We joke about the blue chew. We joke about the gas station.
If I pop a blue chew, you get pleasure and
niggas
ego.
Do a bunch of shit to try to last long. And they can be like, I got, you know, get one off before I go to her house and shit like that. So I'm trying to figure out, like.
Or you pull a cramp.
Is niggas doing it for their ego or niggas is doing it for pleasure to, you know, be able to fuck longer? Or is they just doing it because they don't want to be like, oh, yeah, he only lasted a minute. Like.
I mean,
so I want to know which one is it.
I mean, my
why
first,
you looking like that? Chris?
So my first one is pleasure, and my second one is
you don't know. That's a good question. You don't know because that's why you don't know. Or yeah,
so no. do you
never do nothing for time? I always do stuff for pleasure, but like, why do you take the extra stuff?
Yeah, because you doing
extra stuff. You can take extra stuff and not still be good.
But that's
but I'm saying, don't you feel like you can be you can pleasure or you can be pleased in a short time period?
No,
you don't think so.
No, 5 minutes better than. Cause I'm letting you know right now. I can,
so that's what I'm saying. Like,
I agree with that. Listen, I will give you the best 5 minutes of your life, but you ain't gonna come. Like that's just.
I'm fucking
deep.
For 30-40 minutes, some girls think 15 is okay. You can give her the best 15.
Okay.
But it's also
hours.
But it's different because some
that's
people.
That young Gucci.
So why do niggas be like, yeah, yo, fucking for 45 minutes? Is it like just to, so they can sound?
Oh, you triggered. You talk about a nigga that fucked the movies. That's what you're saying.
I'm not even. Triggered, and I'm not talking about nobody in particular.
Yeah, you talking about niggas that go from beginning of the movie to the credits? That's. I mean, I can't compete with that.
Curious,
that's clearly ego. That's 100% ego.
That's OD. Because what movie is this?
My dick gonna be tender as fuck.
Maybe it's not about the female. Maybe it's about the male.
No,
really, I'm just saying. Even really, yeah, I'm saying
it,
even like, for him, like.
But what if he really?
So what's the definition of ego?
Minutes,
I'm sorry.
He just wanted to enjoy it longer.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, well, I was asking y'all for y'all.
All right, let's ask. What about you, that's knowledge? I want to hear like, knowledge opinion.
Can't.
Do you have sex for pleasure or for ego?
No, that's not the question.
I don't know. I ask
that
him.
Was the question.
Well, ask him, Tiana. I don't remember what it is. I'm hot and dehydrated. I'm about to pass up.
So that would lean more towards ego because you don't want to be considered as the one that only.
But even
that,
still, so then you can have sex with.
And she ain't get pleased in that minute or whatever.
If she's not pleased, she's still going to talk bad about you. And that's what it boils down to.
As soon as y'all break up, it's dick little.
Yeah, that's what they famous. Yeah,
every time.
I don't even know why he cheated. Like, he ain't got enough bitch. You
understand it though, why they doing that if they was with the nigga anyway.
Because they hurt.
Don't give a fuck.
They hurt.
It's probably not even true, but I'm going to say every time.
they try to stop the other bitch. See, they really be cock blocking. Like, they don't want their homegirls to be like, bitch, let me let you know who was in my DMs. No, bitch, I just quick reacted. Just check temperature. But what about you, Tion? What's your answer? What's that, 10?
What's my answer?
What's your answer? I
forgot the question. I feel like niggas do it. Niggas be talking about that shit like because it's for ego. I don't feel like niggas be because I feel like you can be both parties, the male and the female, or you know whatever you into, be pleasured in a you know short time frame. So
I don't agree with that.
When people be like. They saying 30, 40 minutes, I feel like, or hour, or 2 hours, whatever the fuck they say, and I just feel like it's for ego. It's just to say, oh, yeah, I fuck for this long and shit like that, just to seem like that guy. Like, that's
so I feel like you can have good sex, but you can't. Like, it's
person in bed.
You ain't making no, a guy
so
can
go
nut in 5 minutes.
Hour don't mean you the greatest in bed, right?
Lady ain't gonna nothing in 5 minutes. If you can make a bitch nut in 5 minutes, you that guy. I don't know what you did. I don't know how you did it. You different. I don't know what that, She, I don't, she must be backed up.
That's the thing, though. You, I don't think all girls is pleasure just from nothing.
Exactly. Niggas can be, you can get at your nut off and still not be pleased.
That is that a real thing?
Or you cannot is that, and be pleased.
So you tell me
right,
if I work.
Or you cannot nut and be pleased.
Why do you think, you don't think that's real?
No, I don't know. I'm learning. Tell, y'all older than me, so tell me. I'm listening. So with, so you telling me
he you blows
can,
me.
You so can, you ain't never you ain't never fuck. I don't even. I'm
no, I don't have
think of how to say this correct. Yeah. You ain't ever fuck a bitch and
a bitch. I know I fuck queens. Oh, I don't know about bitches.
You can't see that's why I got queens.
Ebony goddesses. Because if I just ask ebony, like goddesses, that's all I fuck. All
right, yo. You ain't never had sexual intercourse with a queen. And she didn't, you
no,
know,
because I mean fucking bitches. I don't, I'm sorry.
And she ain't orgasming, but she was pleased with
right. No, what that's, so I have encountered that, right? But I so I make it my thing to try to make, I feel like I said, because
fuck
like
that, I got my.
That's, I don't like to think like that, but as long as I, as long as you nut one time, I know facts like, all right, like, niggas can be like, oh yeah, I fucked her, but no, she nutted. So I'm like, all right, she came one time, so I'm good with that. But I didn't
what
know.
What if she not good with that? Just because you good with it don't mean she good with it. She won't come back.
Well,
luckily
if she got one nut, I got two. So I'm fine with that either way. You're going to lose regardless. So I mean, you might.
All right.
I'd rather you lose with you getting one and I get two as opposed to me getting one and you getting none. You don't see the difference in that?
No, I do. I was just saying, what if she's still not pleased with just one? Maybe, what if she won three more and you oh, feel like you're
find
pleased
well, she
already?
She might have to find another
I just
dick.
Feel like since we're here
oh,
now.
Oh, okay.
She going to have to. That's her personal problem.
Oh, all right. Got you.
No y'all know the niggas I work with. They be asking some wild questions.
I mean, know them niggas. Don't, yeah. Don't put that
so,
on
me. But look, so they the question that was asked today was, what's the most times in a day you masturbate?
Oh, I'm not answering
that. Go around the room.
I'm not answering that. I'm not answering that. I'm not about to be blackballed. Because every time I open my heart to you niggas always trying to get back at me.
Using
I'm
my
not
shit,
answering
yo.
That. I'm not answering that.
Yo, why you can't answer that,
I'm
yo?
Not answering. Cause I, like
so
I
my
said,
answer was three times.
Three? That's
so another nigga saying five.
Sometimes you gotta wake up, you start early, and you go to sleep late.
Sometimes all right, yo, you don't got. All right, no, you gonna answer this
I'm
shit.
Not, no,
we gonna ask Chris and Knowledge, yo, what's the most times y'all masturbated in one day?
No, I don't know. My memory's bad.
And the only, and the crazy thing is, I'm not trying to shit on him, but if he was to answer
yo,
that with a weird number,
yo,
he watches
three,
himself.
No, look. After three, it ain't.
So how many times you gonna nut to watch yourself? Like that's like a double entendre in a video.
Yo,
you nutting and then you nutting. It's weird.
Rashad, is this shit more than three?
Hey, yo, we are asking. Hey, yo, I'm gonna sit this one out because 32 episodes
yo,
I've never used it.
Chris,
used
it ain't
it
shit coming out after three, yo. You done after that, bro? You need like 7 days
hey,
to rejuvenate.
But the question is, am I doing it for pleasure? Am I doing it? Sometimes.
Hey, Dolly, what's your answer, Dolly?
One.
Bro.
Like, I knew
he just one massive ass nut. That's re- I'm not answering that question. Y'all. I'm gonna sit it out.
You're saying in your lifetime though, right?
No, I'm not. I don't feel.
Oh,
comfortable.
And then you ain't excluded from the fucking question.
What was the question?
Because y'all definitely the rolls.
Most,
they'll be flicking the bean. Y'all be going
crazy.
You masturbated in one day.
How many times have you masturbated in one day?
I probably said like three.
It's cap. Like that is close cool. To your four, maybe seven.
Rolls.
7 times 3. Okay, we're 21.
So what cool. Counts as a time like for females though? Like, do they have to like do something else to come back?
No,
I mean,
no, they keep going. Some of them, yeah. No,
so
right
I
then.
Took a break. I'm just
a part of me really wants to answer this, but I don't want to answer.
Yo, can you please answer it?
Yo, I listen. So
you
I'm gonna
end
this.
It with that. I
right,
feel
no,
like we
let's do this. Let's do this.
Day.
Let's
I'm
do this.
Go.
Can we talk about it next week? Can we just
no?
Let's clip it. No, let's clip it right.
Nope.
And we're gonna post it. And we're gonna ask this question. How many times have you nutted in one day? And then we're gonna just see if people can take a guess how many times I did it. And then I'll let you know. Next week, because I don't know. I gotta really think if I
want
to answer this.
So you want the people out there
to take a guess?
To guess how many times
and just
remember,
Rashad masturbated
so
in one day.
And just
damn,
like it's like he said after three, ain't nothing really coming out.
Broke at that point.
All I'm saying is,
fuck.
All I'm saying is, I was transpiring with niggas about my top three, and niggas ain't let me live that down. So,
yo,
oh
man, I'm gonna go ahead and hit the music.
But the question is. Niggas out here masturbating.
Is you
going to
really
pleasure.
Answer it next week?
We'll see.
Well, if not, D-Mod's going to answer now.
All I'm saying is you're not ready to peer pressure me into doing that.
Oh, fucking
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, I'm not going to peer pressure me into doing
DJ that. DJ bullshit on the ones and twos.
Oh, shit. Called you DJ bullshit. I like that. No. So we learned out today. What did we learn? Let me do my little recap.
Yo, that's a fire name, yo.
What?
DJ Bullshit.
That's not a good name.
It go just, together, though.
I'm going with 69.
Okay, so we found out that it...
All right, well, I'm going to say my guess. I'm going to say a realistic guess.
Oh,
I'm going right. to say 17 times.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say 14.
14 plus a 69?
No, I'm just playing. I probably was going to say... Yeah, I'm going to leave it at 14.
All I'm going to say is it'd be sometimes where, like... You know, so we work early, and we be on our off days. I be up at like 4 a.m.
It don't even matter.
I'm joking. I'm just joking. Like, it don't matter. We'll find out next week. We'll take a guess. Y'all want to chime in on this now? Y'all got a weird guess or anything? No outrageous number? Like, okay, because they going crazy. Can you play my music?
They ready to go.
Can you play
so
my
let's
music?
Let's wrap this shit up.
Nigga said 3 times. I'm like, how many naps you take?
That ain't
so
shit.
We learned a lot.
Yo.
Niggas out here pleasing their ego. Fuck the other side.
If
India had an opportunity, Perkio would get shot. I'm your host, Shaw Black, and to my right,
Black India.
And on my left, King Ransom. And we are to sit down. We out.
Bye.
That is.
Bitch.
I'm sorry.